Hello, Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I was talking to my friend, Jesse Duplantis, and Jesse said, you know, how would your people like to be sitting in a seat like you guys are doing, or you guys are doing at home, and Jesus were to walk up and answer every question you have? What would that be worth to you? Well, he says that's what happens to him, and he says he wants to teach you to do it. Anyone interested?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Jesse.
Thank you.
I am so intrigued by your background. I don't think many people know about it.
That's right.
And also, I'm intrigued by the humor. You tell me, before you became a believer in the Messiah, you weren't a funny man.
No, I was not funny. In fact, when God saved me, first time I ever preached, people were falling out the pews. And I was so mad. I went home and told Kathy, I said, what's wrong with these crazy people? And she said, you funny. I said, this is serious business. What are you talking about being funny? I mean, I told a joke every once in a while like anybody else. But when the Lord came into my life, I got so happy, Sid. I'm so full of joy, which is the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm so happy, which is an emotional feeling. I'm just a dangerous individual.
Tell me about you. I can't even picture this long-haired rock and roll singer that has a bottle of scotch every day.
Every day.
Does everything a rock and roll singer is notorious for doing. How in the world did you get saved?
Well, I'll tell you, as a man, I drank a fifth of whiskey a day, smoked a little dope a week, snorted cocaine, PCP, crystal meth, took trips and never left my house. Just gone, come back. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm sitting there. But what happened was Kathy, she was watching Billy Graham. God made Kathy tell me something that got my attention. Now, I've worked on the same circuit as Led Zeppelin, Grand Funk, Kiss, Alice Cooper. I mean, let me tell you something, you young people, girls screaming, and that was your mama or your grandma, one or the other, that was doing that. But anyway, I was about ready to do a rock show in Boston, Massachusetts. I'll never forget it, Sid. Quickly, Kathy said, Jesse, Billy Graham's coming on. And I thought, okay, what do I want to watch him for? And she said this, he pulls more people than you do. That caught my attention. I said, you know, the guy does fill up stadiums. So I decided to watch him to get Kathy off my back. I was sitting in a hotel just like this. You know how Billy Graham says at the end, if you'd like to get saved, write me and I'll send you the same literature that I send these and go to church next Sunday. I jumped. I got off that bed. You got to understand how I look, like long, dark chocolate brown hair, makeup. I had a good body in those days. You got to believe it by faith, but I did. You know, I had a six pack. I got a keg now, but I had a six pack. You know what I'm saying? And I got up. I immediately left and went into the bathroom, but I couldn't close that door fast enough. God got in that bathroom with me.
But why did you go in the bathroom?
Because I was told never to cry. I was raised with a bunch of Sicilians. You do what you got to do. My grandfather said, somebody mess with you, we don't fight in this family. That's what the Mississippi River's for. No, I'm serious. When you're raised on the streets of New Orleans, you do what you got to do. Now, what happened was I didn't know how to pray. I said this. If there's such a thing as a God, whatever Billy said, then you do that. I got born again. Something supernatural. Now, I didn't hear thunder and lightning, and I had to go do a rock show. Are you ready for this, Sid? I come out of that. My three-year-old daughter looked at me and said this, Jody. She said, Daddy not going to hell no more. And I said, Kathy, did you tell her I was going to hell? She said, no, she just saw it. I went down, did that show. Now, I walked in the night before, it was fun. When I walked in, it was an upholstered sewer. Now, I saw sin for the first time in my life. And I opened up that show with Sly and the Family's on, I Want to Take You Higher, real quickly. Down, down, and down, down, and down, down, down. And I'm supposed to say, feeling getting stronger. But what came out of me blew me away. I went, everybody in this place is going to hell. And that's a true story. And people smoking dope, they went, wow, man, we're going to hell, man. That's a true story. And the drummer, the lead guitar, grabbing me, he's tripping. He's on some bad drugs. So anyway, I closed out that session, that set, and Jimmy said, what happened, man? What happened, man? I said, I met Jesus. He went, wow, man. You know, that kind of stuff. From that day, I knew something had happened, but I couldn't explain it. Because when you're not taught, you don't know. You know.
Yeah, but what happened with that bottle every day? What happened with the drugs? What happened to womanizing?
Instantly delivered, completely. I mean, I shut down. I told Kathy, I said, let's go to church tomorrow. This was on a Saturday night, Labor Day weekend, 1974. She thought, my God, you going to church?
You have such a childlike, simplistic faith.
Yes.
You sit down, you have conversations
yes.
with God. Not necessarily, we understand, not necessarily audible voice, but you know mm-hmm. God's voice. And so many would love to be able to hear God's voice.
Ooh, yes.
With the problems that you have. You remember, how do I know you have problems? I'm a member of the same race. It's called the human race.
Right.
Of course you have problems. But if you knew you could sit down and have a one-on-one with Jesus, you wouldn't have a problem. Am I right? I want to find out how he hears God's voice. And he says what the Bible says. God's not a respecter of persons. So Jesse says anything that God Amen. Does for him, you can do.
Amen.
You can do it better. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural miracle anytime, any place. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs.
The message of the Bible has not changed, but it's a 21st century world out there. And how we learn about God's miraculous direction for our lives has changed. ISN takes our anointed programs out of the box and gives you complete freedom to watch what you want, when you want, and where you want.
ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs. Or you can choose from dozens of powerful episodes of exclusive programs in our online library. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough whenever you need it, wherever you are. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
By the way, something else happened in addition to getting rid of all those vices when you came to know the Messiah. You didn't really have much of a love for people. What happened?
No, I didn't. I love myself too much. I was raised very poor, and I didn't have time to love people. And you do what you got to do. I was going somewhere. I was raised very poor, and I didn't care who I hurt to get where I was going to get. You see what I'm saying? And you know, you said before the break that I'm like a child. I really am, because children are born believers. And they just believe everything you say until you teach them to doubt. So when God tells me to do something impossible, I go, okay. So simple that you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand it.
Jesse. I asked you, beyond coming to know the Lord, the thing that pops in your head is the most supernatural thing that happened to you was?
I was just fascinated with Scripture. I mean, I was fascinated. I said, look at this. And I mean, they thought I couldn't understand this. I can understand this. Well, anyway, I saw how God showed himself to people. And I thought, why don't he show himself to me? And then I read that Scripture, he's no respecter of persons. So I began to hound God, for lack of a better way to say it. I want to see you. I want to talk to you.
How often did you say that to him?
I'm going to say this is conservative, at least 200 times during this period. I was irritated. I said, listen, I stayed up last night and you didn't come. I mean, I thought he had to come at night. I don't know. I just thought he did. You crazy thing. And to make a long, I went to a revival, and there was a preacher. He said, young man, I was young in those days. You know, I was 25 years old. And to make a long story short, he says, the Lord told me that you've been asking to see him. And I thought to myself, okay, come on, buddy. Come on. He said, the Lord is coming to see you. You'll be sleeping, and your maid, he called Kathy the maid, she wouldn't like, but anyway, the maid, and she will not wake up. Now, this is the most supernatural thing that happened to me other than my salvation. So I stayed up all that night, nothing happened. 2 weeks, nothing happened. I was so frustrated. I didn't call the man that he missed God. I didn't know that. How do you miss God? I didn't know nothing about that. And then one night I went to bed, and I always sleep on my stomach, and I about ready to go to sleep. All of a sudden, wind began to blow, Sid. When I say wind, I'm talking wind. It blew the curtains up on top the rods. It was blowing through. I'm going to get goosebumps. Thank Jesus. Blowing through my skin, coming up under my nails, blowing out of my face. And I was on the bed, and I was like pinned. And I went, my God. And the Lord, I heard him. This is audible. This is not vision. This is all physical. I'm seeing the curtain flying up. He said, you asked to see me. Turn around. And I went like this. No, gee, whoa. I wasn't scared. It just was, I was freaking out about the best way. And he asked me three times. And the second time he said, you asked to see me, turn around. And I went, God, my God. I was pinned. I thought, Kathy will see it. So I started hitting Kathy with my fist. I said, get up. And Kathy is a
wait,
very
wait,
light.
Did you really hit
put
her?
Put a bruise on her this big.
Okay.
That's the only time I ever hit my wife. I'm hitting her. And she's going like this. And I mean, she's a very light sleeper. Finally, the last time he said, you asked to see me. Wind blowing. My God, I'll never forget that as long as I ever live. Turn around. And I said, Lord, forgive me. This is, you know, I didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, the wind stopped. And I went like this. And I was so mad at myself. I said, you stupid. You asked God to come see you. You wouldn't even turn around. And I hit Kathy again. And she goes, what? I said, you missed it. She said, what do you mean? I said, God was in the room. But no, you got to sleep all the time. You understand? And Sid, to make a long story short, I got up, went into my living room, and I sat down. I was so frustrated with myself. God had come to my house. He had blew the curtains up on the rods, man. I mean, wind went through my skin. You don't have to believe it, but it's true. You know it's true. You can tell, but you're hearing it now. Make a long story short, then I heard him in my spirit like you normally do. I said, God, I'm sorry I didn't turn around. He said, I'm glad you didn't. It's better that you believe me and not see me. That is probably the most fantastic supernatural thing to happen to me other than myself.
How can we get to that
that's
point?
Very you see, you come as a child. You become childlike, not childish. You see, Christianity has become childish instead of childlike. I said, Lord, I want more than a relationship. That's called being born again. I want a fellowship. He said, well, talk to me. You know why God don't get to talk to people? Because you're praying. I'm going to shock you when I say that. You're praying so much, you don't give him time to talk. You go to, oh, Jesus. Oh, you got one of them come to Jesus meeting. Oh, Lord God. And then you stop praying, and he's about ready to talk to you, and you get up and you walk off. And he goes like this. He goes, So I have conversations, Sid. I said, Lord, I want to know some things.
Yeah, but what happens if he's not answering you? Do you continue the conversation?
Oh, he does answer. He wants to talk to you more than you want to talk to him. I'm not exaggerating. Every time I've ever said, Lord, he said, what? He said, let's talk. What do you want to talk about? I said, I need to know some things. What about this? What about that? And Kathy has heard me. I'd be laughing in my study. He's actually very funny. And I tell you what, you look at one of the happiest men ever walked the face of this earth. That doesn't mean trouble don't come. I just don't pay no attention to the devil. I ain't got time for that fool. I am not going to pay no attention to him. He's defeated, restricted, and rejected. And he's awaiting confinement. I'm going to tell you something you've never heard before. You know why sometimes things go real good? I asked the Lord about that. I said, you know, Lord, things have been going real great with the ministry. Everything good. I said, where's the devil? He said, he's putting out fires. Now, these are my conversations. I said, he's what? I said, he's putting out fires. I said, what do you mean? He sowed rebellion in heaven. He's got rebellion in his camp. Listen to me.
I like that.
Oh, listen to me. See, Bible said, what you sow, you reap. That includes angels. He has to put them down. He has to get them back in line. That's why everything's so good. but now he's going to come back. Because all he's got, the only way he can hurt God is try to hurt you.
I want you to answer this question. Someone does not believe they have that relationship that you have with God. They've been a believer 20 years. Mm-hmm. They have prayed. They've right. done every method and system they know. Give them some advice.
You've been religiously brainwashed instead of New Testament taught. See, you're going through the rigmarole of religiosity. God ain't interested. You know, God never created Christianity. Man did that. God created Christ. God sowed Christ so he could have Christians. See, Jesus was a seed so we could be his family. And I love telling that to Jewish people. They say, you Jewish? I said, I'm adopted. You adopted? I said, yeah. Yeah. He made me an offer. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse. You understand?
Okay, when we come back, I have to tell you, I've been doing this a long time. I've heard a lot of supernatural stories.
Yes, sir.
But your mom takes the cake. I want you to tell me what happened. He's in a bar. He's as unsaved as a human can be. He's down in Mexico. And this is, without a doubt, the most supernatural thing. You had some mother. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now to get Jesse Duplantis' two-book package, The Big 12, Jesse's personal confidence-building principles for achieving total success and wanting a God you can talk to. Plus, receive this exclusive bonus DVD live event with Jesse Duplantis. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9529. Through Jesse's book, The Big 12, you will begin to determine what you truly want, establish a goal to fulfill your heart's desire, understand how God will give you strategies in the midst of wilderness times that will bring victory and success in achieving His plan for your life. Understand the importance of establishing a goal and allow God to give you a passion to fulfill it. Find out the importance of dwelling in the land of the best. Understand how judging others opens you up to distraction, oppression, and stalls your ability to walk in victory. Learn the power of taking others along with you as you walk in success. When Jesse Duplantis was a little boy in church, all he ever wanted was a God he could talk to. Now, through his book, Wanting a God You Can Talk To, you will understand the many different ways God speaks to us. Find out how God speaks through the Bible, visions, dreams, and the inner witness, and how to make this a daily part of your everyday life. Begin to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, allowing God to communicate his voice through you. Understand the wisdom Jesse will impart to you on how to draw closer to God than you've ever been before. Find out how you can spend every day talking to God and hearing His voice and direction. Get to know God as a real friend and as your heavenly Father. As you read Jesse's books, you will receive an impartation of boldness and confidence to step into your God-given destiny and purpose. Plus, you will receive this powerful DVD, live event with Jesse Duplantis. Over 90 minutes, jam-packed with impartation from Jesse Duplantis and Sid Roth.
You were healed. I'm Jesse Duplantis, and I approve this message.
Along with Jesse's close friends, Kevin Zedai and Keith Ellis. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Don't miss out on getting Jesse Duplantis' two-book package, The Big 12, Jesse's personal confidence-building principles for achieving total success and wanting a God you can talk to. Plus, receive this exclusive bonus DVD live event with Jesse Duplantis. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9529. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9529 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Tell me about the time you're in a bar in Mexico. Now, you weren't in the bar preaching.
Well, no. What happened was, you know, I was a rock entertainer. This is in, we were in McAllen, Texas, and we wasn't going to go across the border to Reynosa, Mexico, to Boys Town. We're going to chase the red light district. Don't look at me weird. I was a sinner. That's what you do. So we went into this. There's no way my mother knew where I was. I was playing rock music. So we're in there. All of a sudden, in this bar in Reynosa, Mexico, in Boys Town, this guy said, is there a Jesse Duplantis here? And I listened to that. And then he said, "Is there a Jesse Duplantis here?" And Jimmy Spencer was my drummer. He said, "That's your real name." I said, "Yeah, but Jimmy, there ain't nobody know who we, who knows my name?" He said, "You know anybody?" "No." "Is there a Jesse Duplantis here?" I said, "Yeah." And I got up, walked to the phone, I went, "Hello." And my mother said, "I see you, you little devil from hell in that terrible place. You better get out of there, because God's going to kill every one of you." I went, "Okay, Mama."
Wait, Jesse. Yeah,
that's a true story.
How did she have the phone number? How did she know where you were?
After it was all said and done, I went home. I said, "How did you know that? There's no way you could know that bar." And Renosi, she said, "The Lord spoke to me. Your boy, the Lord showed her where I was." I came back and I said, "Jimmy, we got to get out of here because God's going to kill us."
Hey, Jesse, I have an idea that you are creating with the humor and with your stories just a hunger for people to have the same relationship with God that you do. Is there a prayer that you can pray to jumpstart us?
No, what it is that you just sit down. And try to get out of the religious way of thinking. Sit on your couch, wherever you are, in your house, and just say, "Lord, I need to talk to you. I want to be your friend." See, that's another thing I read, that Abraham was a friend of God. Wait a minute. If Abraham can be a friend, how come I can't be a friend? You know what the Lord told me? He said, "I need friends, Jesse." See, most people pray to him and never talk to him. Now, I want to tell you something. What's going to happen? You're going to feel foolish. You're going to feel silly because your intellectual activity, your range and research, your induction and reasoning, that's all in the mind. But see, you're getting out of your mind. You say, "Lord," all of a sudden, you're going to hear something. You're going to feel, first, you'll sense the presence. He'll come in that room. You're going to get some goosebumps. You go, "Whoa." Because see, the body can't handle anything spiritual. It just reacts. It doesn't know what to do. But that spirit goes, it'll pull real quick. Your spirit is in 100% contact with God if you're born again. Well, your problem is in your soulish realm. You want me to prove it to you? If you go to a mall today, you see somebody in a wheelchair, ready for this? Your spirit says, "Go over there, grab them, pull them out, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk." Your spirit goes, "Yes." Your mind said, "Control yourself, fool, you crazy? You're gonna get a lawsuit here if you don't watch yourself." You see, that's the intellectual activity.
Oh, Jesse, you got to tell me this story because it's so amazing. God calls him into ministry.
Yes.
And for a year, he doesn't get a speaking assignment.
Yes.
And then he gets angry and starts talking to his telephone.
Yes. Well,
tell me about that.
The Lord, I was at a church. He said, Sunday morning, this is when I got out of the music business. He said, "You walk down there and ask me for a ministry." I said, I ain't been to Bible school. I'm no preacher. He said, "You go down there and you ask me for a ministry." And I said, "I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that." Finally, a couple of weeks went by. Finally, I went down. I said, "Lord, forgive me. Forgive me." No, it was a year. "Forgive me. I want this ministry." Now, when he had told me to do that, I was getting people writing me, you know, it was the full gospel businessmen and all that kind of stuff, testimonies and all because of the rock world. After I said I submit, I didn't get one invitation for a solid year. And in my frustration, that would be January of 76, that year. And I said, "Lord, I went down in January of 75 and asked for a ministry, why am I not getting any invitations?" He said, "You made me wait." Just like that. He said, "How you like it? You like it?" I said, "No." He said, "Never make me wait again." I said, "I'm yours to command, sir." I went into the ministry. I came home. I quit my job. Don't tell you to do that just because Jesse did it. Got home, looked at the phone. I said, "Ring in Jesus' name." It rang. It was a yellow phone, an old yellow phone. And I thought, this must be my daddy. I picked it up, and there was a man at Sabine Past Calcasieu Tabernacle in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He said, "I was praying, and the Lord said for you to come preach. Can you come tomorrow night?" This was a Thursday afternoon. I went there Friday night. And ladies and gentlemen, from that day forward, I have been preaching almost every day. I have over 9,000 requests I can't even get to. I'm trying. I'll get all of them if I can. And I mean, from that point, but you know what? I'm not making God wait no more. And he told me to go on Sid Roth, so I did.
I'm so glad you did. Aren't you glad he did?
Did you know that God has given everybody in this world life for a purpose? Did you realize that you were born to bring something special into this world that nobody but you can bring? Do you understand you were created to shine a light that has never shone before? God has revealed powerful keys to Jesse that he wants to share with you so you can access all the promises and blessings of God like never before. Call now to get Jesse Duplantis' two-book package, The Big 12, Jesse's personal confidence-building principles for achieving total success and wanting a God you can talk to. Plus, receive this exclusive bonus DVD live event with Jesse Duplantis, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9529. Through Jesse's book, The Big 12, you will begin to determine what you truly want, establish a goal to fulfill your heart's desire, understand how God will give you strategies in the midst of wilderness times that will bring victory and success in achieving his plan for your life. Learn to avoid seeking the approval of others and instead to begin to hear the still small voice of God. Understand the importance of establishing a goal and allow God to give you a passion to fulfill it. Find out the importance of dwelling in the land of the best. Understand how judging others opens you up to distraction, oppression, and stalls your ability to walk in victory. Learn the power of taking others along with you as you walk in success, and so much more. When Jesse Duplantis was a little boy in church, all he ever wanted was a God he could talk to. Now, through his book, Wanting a God You Can Talk To, you will understand the many different ways God speaks to us. Find out how God speaks through the Bible, visions, dreams, and the inner witness, and how to make this a daily part of your everyday life. Begin to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, allowing God to communicate his voice through you. Understand the wisdom Jesse will impart to you on how to draw closer to God than you've ever been before. Find out how you can spend every day talking to God and hearing his voice and direction. Get to know God as a real friend and as your heavenly Father. As you read Jesse's books, you will receive an impartation of boldness and confidence to step into your God-given destiny and purpose. Plus, you will receive this powerful DVD, live event with Jesse Duplantis. Over 90 minutes, jam-packed with impartation from Jesse Duplantis and Sid Roth.
You were healed. I'm Jesse Duplantis, and I approve this message.
Along with Jesse's close friends, Kevin Zadai and Keith Ellis. Exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Don't miss out on getting Jesse Duplantis' two-book package, The Big 12, Jesse's personal confidence-building principles for achieving total success and wanting a God you can talk to. Plus, receive this exclusive bonus DVD live event with Jesse Duplantis. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9529. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9529 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Did you know that the kingdom of God is voice activated when you agree with God? Everything you need to be successful, to be prosperous, to be healed, to be blessed, it's available to you. I'm Dr. Clarice Fluitt, and I'm inviting you to join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. And let's learn how to speak the Word of God and activate the creative will of God.